1075 KCL with Jared and Katie's Feature Film Friday, starring Dale M. Pollack, professor of cinema studies at North Carolina School of the Arts. Ready?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Dale.
So, how are you, Katie?
I'm fabulous, Dale. How are you today?
Very good. Very good.
Good.
And Dale's going to get into the Oscar buzz. These are movies that you have to see before the Academy Awards at the beginning of next year. But before he does that, there's a movie that's won a bunch of awards. It's called Blue is the Warmest Color.
Ooh.
And this is kind of racy.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to warn you.
You know, this French drama was the sensation of this year's Cannes Film Festival because of its frank depiction of female sexuality. Now it's been given an NC-17 rating, which doesn't happen too much anymore, for its theatrical release in the United States. The story is a simple one. A teenage girl named Adele's life has changed when she meets an older woman named Emma, who has blue hair, and they begin a love affair that allows each of them to discover themselves as a woman and an individual. But let's be honest, for mostly this is 3 hours of one-on-one sex.
It's called
from a supposed 800 hours of filming, and one of the sex scenes took a reported 10 days to film.
What?
Holy cow.
Sex scene?
Yep, these two actresses, one of them is well-known in France, Léa Seydoux, and the other one is a complete newcomer, a 16-year-old girl, Adele Exarchopoulos. Hey, they have publicly criticized the writer-director, a North African Frenchman named Abdeltalif Kitiche, for exploiting them in this movie. And he, in turn, accused them of using the notoriety of the film to advance their own careers. So there's been this public spat between the actresses and the director. Whatever the case, they all shared the grand prize at Cannes for the first time in the festival's history that actresses shared the honor with the director.
Huh.
So it's clearly an intense collaboration between three people, two of them in front of the camera, one of them behind it. There was no makeup or hairstylist used on this film, and the actresses were filmed in their off time, including going to and from the set, sleeping, going to the bathroom. So this was a total commitment that results in a movie that some people say is artistic. Some people accuse it of being really nothing but pornography.
Right.
But above all, it's sexual.
So I guess
we don't really see a lot of these movies anymore. So this one has caused a stir.
And you said it's going to be in Winston and in Greensboro, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
And it's an art film, no question about it. But North Carolina actually has a pretty tough NC-17 rule. You will not get in that movie theater if you are not 18 or older.
There's 15-year-old boys across the triad like, dang it, damn!
You just ruined their weekend.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right, now we have a lot of Oscar buzz because...
Well, you know, this is the time of year when the studios are releasing all their big movies. This is a rare weekend where we have kind of a break, not a major film opening. So I thought I'd talk about the three movies you don't want to miss.
Okay, good. I need to know.
12 Years a Slave.
Yes.
An intense experience. I mean, you don't even feel like eating your popcorn during that movie. It is sobering. And yet, it is incredibly well made, amazing performances. It really shows Quentin Tarantino's Django to be a bad joke.
Mm-hmm.
This is the real movie about slavery.
Okay. I'm
and
very interested in seeing it.
It's a sobering experience, but an important one to sit through, I think.
Okay.
Captain Phillips.
I enjoyed this a lot.
Well, in my book, this is the best movie of the year so far. I can't think of another film that had me on the edge of my seat that featured a terrific performance by the lead actor, in this case, Tom Hanks, the best thing he's done in almost 20 years. And even though most of us know the outcome of the story,
right,
it's a true incident, it doesn't matter. You are so it uses suspense so effectively that you can't help but be pulled in and really involved in the drama. It surprises you at every turn. I just think it's what a movie should be. It's a totally involving experience.
I actually felt in this movie, because of the good acting and the way it was done,
yeah,
I felt like I was a prisoner of Somali pirates.
That's right.
And it's really well done.
It's the way he shoots the movie. He gives you these long shots where you're never able to forget you're on a boat in the middle of nowhere on the ocean. So Very, very intelligent filmmaking. And finally, the movie you don't want to miss is Gravity. See it in 3D. See it in 3D IMAX if it's still around in IMAX. But definitely see it in 3D. This is the best movie ever made to make you feel that you're out in space.
I agree with that, Dale. Visually, it was stunning. For me, and I don't want to, this is just my opinion, and I know everyone I've told this to has disagreed, because it has like huge, you go to like Rotten Tomatoes, it's like 95% of the audience loved it or more. I thought it was visually stunning, and just because of that, you should see it, because it's groundbreaking. However, about 30 minutes in, I stopped caring about Sandra Bullock's character, but that's just me.
And I think you're absolutely right, Jared. There is a significant story problem with her character and the backstory that turns the film into a melodrama. Which it didn't need. But you know what? That is a minor complaint when we look at the effect
of what
this filming does. And you really believe that you're out there with them in space, looking out of your spacesuit helmet. It's a remarkable achievement.
I forgot. For a brief moment, I thought, oh, they filmed this in space. I mean, it is that good.
Yep.
It is really that good.
Can you imagine how much that would cost?
Yeah. Wow. How much the actors would charge for that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I can imagine the craft service table where all that food would be floating in space.
That's just a waste. We can't have that.
No. Well, these are three great movies. Katie just said this morning, she didn't know you're doing Oscar buzz stuff today. She just said this morning, I have to see the movies that will be on the Academy Awards.
I have made it my goal.
There you are, Katie. There will be a quiz next week.
Ooh, okay. All right. Thanks, Dale.
As always,
thank you.
We appreciate it. Man, he knows his stuff.
Yes, he does.
Jared and Katie's Feature Film Friday on 107.5 KZL, starring Dale M. Pollock. Check him out at DaleMPollock.com.